Because
yeah, I could.
I wish they would have got the voice reader for the books. So he'd be like, you have leveled up. You have leveled up. Because
Yeah, man. So
yeah,
like.
I enjoyed him.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to. Damn, no crowd, no crowd. Oh, there they are. Herbal Synergies the Shop. I'm your host, Sinji, with me as always. It's a lot going on right now. Arbe!
It's me, Arbe.
That intro took like all the energy I have.
Well, you best get you some energy back.
Yo, 5-hour energy. Not really, I'm drinking water. What's up, Arbe? How's your week?
You know, like any other week. It's going swell.
I see.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
It is Thursday. I'm going to be sad if the ice cream truck doesn't show up to my job tomorrow.
It's not going to show up. You don't need it.
Oh, it's so good, though. You got a flavor this week?
Shoot, no. I really got one. I guess, you know, I've just been... Yeah, started watching Blue Exorcist. It's pretty nice. Yeah, they stay setting my boy up for a trap. I'm like, man. And then what was it? Nier Automata. I finished that. Did I finish it? I think I might got an episode or two left. Yeah, I got. No, I finished it. So I guess I'll wait for season two. But yeah, those are good shows.
Nier?
Yeah.
I think it's on my watch list.
That one's interesting. I couldn't stand the boy protagonist. He gets on my nerves early in the shows. The woman, she's interesting.
I felt that way about Asta when I first watched Black Clover.
Asta's different. This boy, he refuses to accept stuff that's like right in front of him and sees his stuff. And it's like, yeah, it's like, bro, you're looking right at it. Yeah, because he's colored through a certain lens. But yeah, don't really have too much here. Solo was okay. Classroom of the Elite, I like Classroom of the Elite. I always like it. So send you to your flavor rooming.
Yeah, it's the sad part is. With Solo is like, I'm glad it's doing well. It's like it's one of Crunchyroll's most. It's up there on the popular list. I think it's right under One Piece, under when I do the popularity and like upvotes and stuff like that. So it's up there with Jujutsu.
It'd be nice if it was over One Piece.
It's time for
that show to end.
It can be. It's still early. The season just finished, so there's time for it to pass One Piece and likes. But at the same time, like, I hope this show encourages people to go read the manhwa and like really take in the story, because like I don't know if you feel the same about me, but like I feel like some moments are rushed, and
the show was basically made for people that thought they're like, oh, so level I want to get into it, but I don't want to read it. But it's more for an audience that doesn't have the extensive reading it in all the forms. To watch the show.
I'm hoping that season two is a little more slower paced and like pay a little more attention to detail, a little more sticking to the script. That's all I could really do is hope that's what happens, because like. Like with the One Piece live, the Netflix One Piece live action, like I want to love it, but it's like you change so much. It's just like I don't, I don't know how to feel about it sometimes, or because like I am a fan of the original content, and like now the and like ironically, I find myself in a situation because like I told you like working on my book, we're finally making progress, and it's like they're adding things that like I know it's not going to get added to the comic, so it's like so you could. I don't know how I feel about this. Like, something sound good to add, and you know, I expand upon it. But it's just like, do you add it to the comic or whatever? Because then you have to like draw up more characters, you have to draw up more dialogue, you have to like do more artwork, and I don't even know if they can do the art I'm trying to I envision for this. Because like the scripts, the sketches they gave me were like almost like beginning of Tower of God ish, which it's fine and all on the like if you're just trying to get by, but like I read so many new stories, and like the art on them is beautiful. I was like, hey, listen, like I don't think the art's bad, but like this is what we're competing with. Can we do this or can we not do this? Because we might need a plan B if we can't do this.
It's just a sketch, rough outline.
No, cause I asked her like I want to know what the final product would look like so I can give an honest opinion. I don't want a sketch, cause show me what it's gonna look like. So like, and it didn't really look too different than the sketch.
Damn.
So I don't know. There's a lot of work to be done and just not a lot of time to do it. So I'm hoping Solo like is popular to the point where like you get a budget increase, you can pay more attention to detail and story. Because like next season where Solo essentially gets like really, really, really good, right? The Shadow Monarch, you got the training Red Gate incident with the hunter you keep remembering to try to attack him. You got the two dungeons with the Hunters Guild that like ultimately leads to him doing the S rank evaluation so he can finish the Demon Castle. So you have to I imagine next season you'll see it'll finish with the Demon Castle being done.
It might.
That's just my guess. But I don't really have a flavor, mostly because I haven't been playing the mobile games too much for the free coins on Webtoons. I haven't been reading Webtoons too much. I'm behind on a lot of things. So I'm on the fence on like I'm about to cut some off and just let them catch up to the free stuff, so like I'm not using my coins as often. But it needs to be a balance because like the coins also expire, so.
Mhm.
So yeah, shall we get into To Your Eternity?
Yeah, go ahead, dog.
There's not that much to talk about. I should have watched a little more episodes. I only watched 3, and the reason I'm saying I should have watched a little more episodes was because episode 12, Secret Behind the Veil; episode 13, The Wise Man's Identity; and episode 14, Morning of Rebirth. It's 3 episodes worth of setup. So, like, they're in this kingdom that the Knockers are supposed to be attacking, and Fuji is trying to find a team of immortals, and Prince Bond is, like, gave him a team, but, like, Prince Bond's not communicating well, and Fuji's not understanding what Prince Bond, like, wants to say. What Prince Bond is saying is, like, what he means is, like, when they die for the first time and Fuji creates their body, they'll be reborn. And they'll constantly be reborn. So I think Prince Bond wants to trick Fuji into not thinking he can bring people back, but thinking that the people in his team could be brought back because they're special. Not that he has the ability to bring life to people, but that those people with a vessel he can create can always come back to life. And it's just those people. That's what I think Bond is trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But they spend the next 3 episodes trying to, like, gain the trust of the the town because that's what the princess wants, or the future queen or whatever. So Fushi is turning into a booze man and tearing down houses in bear form and building them up in whatever form he pleases. And there's in episode 14, Morning of Rebirth, you see Fushi gets outed. They catch on and notice Fushi the immortal god, and like no one treats him any differently because all he's done for the town, they're all showing him the utmost respect. And even Echo has been helping people, and she even solved an issue with the sewer system or whatever, or like there was the water was bad. So like I said, it's not much. It's just all preparing for the big knocker fight, and then I'll see like what happens from there. I got like maybe six episodes left.
Mm-hmm.
Season two, and then I'll be done. I might be able to bang that out this by next thingamabobble.
Might. But yeah, I do think it's interesting that Fushi can put souls into the lifeless people again. I was like, yeah, that's very neat to have.
It's also probably like a little confusing. Like, don't you think that, like, because like, how do I want to put this? Like, the whole time you're on this journey with Fushi, like, they're falsely leading you to believe that, like, it's the people he feels, like, a close bond to that he can transform into when they die. But that's not the case, because, like, he didn't have a close bond with the mole that he turns into. I'd be hard pressed to say he had a close bond with the owl that he can turn into. He can turn into his enemies. The girl that he brought back from the dead, he had one interaction with her that lasted maybe 3 minutes and instantly replicated her. So maybe it's his, like, it led you to believe that he needed a bond to create people, but like maybe it was just the bond helped him visualize them better.
The bond helps him gain more knowledge. It's not more so that he needs a bond of people to be able to use his ability.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like he bonds and it gives him the range of emotions and the intellect that he gains from the bond. But yeah, his looking at the mole, he just, you know, interacted with it. It was like, oh yeah, this is it. So, but yeah, I don't necessarily think it's a bond. I think it's just he just needs to look at it to create stuff. But in order to get stronger, he needs that bond.
Mm-hmm.
But it also makes sense that like he also could call upon those people's bonds to come back and help him. So I was thinking like in his ghost form, when he creates their body again, he can bring him back. But also, what if he brings back, does that mean he can't transform into him anymore?
Or see that's what I'm saying, right? So like what's confusing about Fushi's ability is like whenever you see him walking around with the other spirits, the ones that he like had a close bond with, the spirit that's always missing is the one he's using, right? So it stands to reason to think that like he doesn't really transform to them as much as he uses their spirit and brings forth their form. And it's probably why he feels what they feel sometimes. Like when Perona threw up when Homeboy, I forget his name, but like was trying to like profess his love and whatnot. But then here's the question. You think at first that it's just the people he had a bond with that's sticking with him. But if he uses, if in this theory that like he needs their spirit to transform into them, anyone he transforms into, he's ultimately captured their spirit. They can't move on. And you can't, I don't think you can say, like, it was good to think that, like, people like Marsh and Boozman and Gugu just chose to stay with Fushi because that's what they wanted to do. Tanari definitely, like, 40 years, that's believable. But what about the people that, like, he didn't have a bond with that he can turn into? Like, does he have their spirits captured? Is it just anyone who dies around Fushi, their spirit gets almost pulled into his magnetic force of the his ability?
I don't really think that's the case. Yeah, because I feel like you would have seen a whole bunch more waste spirits, or maybe he just calls upon them in times of need and they lend aid to help out. But, maybe. I mean, that's the case. I don't know. Because I feel like the prince would have seen a whole bunch of spirits just walking around with Fushi if he was just encapsulating everybody in his, like, his aura field. But yeah, I think they wanted to help Fushi, so they're there, so they stayed there for the people. But the objects, he just can make objects because they're inanimate. So, yeah, I don't know. Who knows? I'm waiting for season 3 to come out. So I'm gonna be like, yeah, watch that, baby. Yeah, season 2. Because it's like, yeah, we'll be back. And I was like, when are you gonna be back? Because this thing ain't been back. You know, it's been like a year. Like, come on through.
Did you watch season 1 or season 2 of Jobless Reincarnate? I can't remember.
I never watched Jobless Reincarnate.
Okay, all right. So I can't pick that one to replace Solo. Okay. You want to talk about Classroom of the Elite?
Yeah, Classroom of the Elite.
I had a moment in this episode I did not like.
Yeah.
And it's not the end. Moment.
Yeah. So, Classroom of the Elite, season 3, episode 9, Extreme Justice is Extreme Injustice. So, the whole classroom is down and disheartened. Suzume's sad. And so, everyone gets kind of, they're mad. They're talking in the classroom, and everyone's like, yeah, they come up with the, what is it? Yeah, so they all kind of are upset that Class A, well, he voted the most popular, Anna Koji, and they're like, how did he get the vote most popular? And pretty much, Shizune lays out what happened. And so we get the whole flashback of why they set up Hashimoto, Yamamuchi for the downfall. And it's because he kicked her cane. I was like, ooh, man. Talk about being petty, holding a grudge, my guy. Yeah, I was like, And so I did like how Shizune was like, yeah, let's point to the fact that Yamauchi thought that he was safe because she led him to believe Class A was going to vote for him. But it was some of his vendetta that he has that she had against him. I was like, ooh, yeah, we got to be careful. Be nice to folks. And so they all talk, and they leave the class, and Anna Koji starts talking with Sakanagi. And so the new acting chairman comes in and introduces himself. And his name is Shishiro. And he's like, oh. He says, yeah, I'm lost. I'm trying to get to this place. And he immediately kicks out Sakanagi's cane. I was like, what? I was like, what's this adult doing here picking on little kids? And he yokes up my boy Anna Koji and pins him to the wall. I was like, oh, man. And yeah, he's like, yeah, you don't have to worry about anything because I disabled his cameras on the loop so I can talk to you, do this. But boy, I and Cody just staring him in the face. And I was like, ooh. And she's like, yeah, do you use me as a puppet? And now this is what you do? Like, why are you doing this? And apparently he's part of a cabal that was trying to expel Ayana Koji. I'm like, ooh, it runs deep. He's like, yeah, your father says he's had enough of this shenanigans. And he's like, I refuse to play these games. She's like, return home at once. And blink twice for yes. And Ayana Koji deadpans him dead in the face. And then he starts choking my boy. I was like, oh, man. He's like, well, you're safe for now. I started April, so you're off the hook until then. And so then there's an up-and-coming exam. And pretty much everything's fair game. You know, no duplicate subjects or things that'd be difficult for the school to do. Broad range of topics. Everything's fair game.
Yeah, they each get to choose 10, I believe, so.
I was getting ready to say that, but,
My bad.
You know, you interrupted my flow, my guy.
Yeah, listen.
You know, I'm to set it up. I'm testing your flow. Nah. Yeah. I'm
trying to see if I can float.
Nah, you sank, man.
Yeah, I can't float.
Yeah, that's surprising. Yeah, so. Then we find that the opposing class, they have to go in head-to-head against classes. So the opposing class picks 10 subjects, and they pick 10 as well. And so there's a pool of 20 that you could pull from, potentially. But they're going to get 7 for the test day, and the school will also pick out one. So it's one of those ones where a whole bunch of study for, but you have to discern what they're actually trying to choose for the main ones. And so you get to pick a team captain. The team captain can't participate, but if the class loses, the team captain is expelled. I'm like, ooh, I don't want to be team captain. And this is when they get their meeting and they question Koenji. They're like, yeah, Koenji, he just leaves. He just does whatever he wants. She's like, yeah, you know. Well, each one has to come with a subject that they're interested in, they feel very confident about. And Coach is like, yeah, I'll think about it, but I'm out. He's like, I only use my intellect when I want to use it. And Suzuna's like, yeah, I'll handle him. No worries. So then let's see. Yeah, so he tells her the theory of stuff. And I said it earlier. So got a little ahead of myself there for a change. But yeah, she laid off the theory. And Anna, you did. No, I'd missed it earlier because I thought it was there, but it was later.
Hmm.
The backstab of Yamauchi, they all wanted to hear. And Anna Koji's like, you know what? I'll volunteer to be captain since y'all don't have the trust in me. I like to show good faith. I'm like, yeah. This is all part of your plan, my guy. You're too smooth.
Because he's got to face Yamamichi before Sakanagi, April. Yeah. Sakanagi before April.
Yeah, so.
The man took the initiative. He's like, I'd rather let things play out and I'm manipulated, but this guy's going to be a problem. I got to get rid of this one right here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about Yamauchi being a problem. I think Sakanagi was going to make him gone before this even happened.
Yeah, Sakanagi. The guy that's going to be the problem is the chairman.
Yeah, that's Shishiro. So they go and essentially, since Ayana Koji got first place to vote, she has a point where he can't be expelled, a safe point, what they call it. And so they go to the meeting place where you get to pick who you're going to be versing. Well, no. Before that, let me back up a little bit. Let's see. It all goes back to Yusuke. He's still being mad about Hirata being kicked out. And the one kid was like, oh, that's great. We just kick out Ayana Koji. And so Kurosawa was talking to... She's like, hey, Yusuke, you can calm down. Chill out with that. And he's like, if you don't shut your mouth, you know what will happen. I was like, ooh, okay, that's ominous. What's wrong with my boy?
Yo, he's gonna out her past.
Yeah, I'm like, It's like, yeah. So, then Ayana Koji and Kirizawa, they leave out. They meet up later. He's like, yeah, come by my room. And he gives her a heart-shaped necklace for her birthday. I was like, oh, my boy. Give her a gift. Which, he was like, yeah, I just looked online and searched things for 16-year-old girls to... for birthday gifts. And she's like, oh, you need to come from the heart. She's like, well, would, I forgot what he said, a gift, maybe a gift, like, yeah, what about candy or something? And she's like, oh, it's all just from the heart. He's like, well, if you don't like it, yeah. She's like, if you don't like it, you can, he's like, you can take the necklace back. She's like, oh, no, I'll keep it. Yeah, you better keep it, complaining. Jeez. Mm-mm-mm. So then Ayana Koji meets up with Elder Horikita on the way to the bus stop. And ask him, he's like, he recalls the first meeting when he was talking to him, and he's like, why did you do that? She's like, because she was imitating me down to my clothes, down to my favorite color, my favorite foods. Like, she just trying to be a little me. It's like, I just wanted her to be her own self. And so, yeah, that happens. And there was a little relationship thing there that went on. Because the girl, they were just like, hey, are you guys an item? And she was like, no. And she was disheartened. But then he's like, yeah, I wouldn't mind you dating my sister, Ayana Koji. And the girl's like, no, you can't say something like that. Because if you do it, it's not good karma or whatever. It's like, eh, who cares? But so then next, they get the list of approved things. And chess is an option. And the chess match gives the captain the option to, like, move the pieces. So I'm like, whew, okay. So you made it so they could face off without actually facing off. And I was like, that is interesting.
Hey, you know what I think he's going to do?
What?
He's obviously going to pick chess because that's the one he can be directly involved in. And yeah. I think he's going to lose chess on purpose and win in everything else.
Who knows? I don't know what that man be thinking.
I don't either, but I didn't like how Kaito, I think it's Kaito, the red hair guy.
Which one?
The red hair one that was like kind of like Suzune.
Yeah.
I don't like how he was just like straight up attacking Ayana Koji. Like, bro, listen, just because he's your friend doesn't mean we all don't know he was a piece of shit.
He was.
When the rumors were going around, he was instigating them. He deliberately teamed up with Class A and, like, plotted against Ayana Koji. Like, come on. Like, even the homeboy that's acting different, the good guy that's popular.
Yusuke.
Like, can no one see, like, the karma Yamaguchi brought upon himself?
Yeah, that dude's name is Ken. Soru Ken. He seemed like a jerk most of the time. Now that I actually like sat back and thought about it, I was like, yeah, he didn't really try the hardest, and he was always slacking and didn't seem like a genuine nice person. But yeah, he reaped it. I don't know what's Yusuke's deal though, that he's so like upset about something.
He just didn't like. It has to be deeper to him just not liking the way the class handled that, right? He wasn't upset about, like, he wasn't even upset that he didn't speak out for, like, when they found out that they were targeting Ayana Koji.
He didn't.
So why are you so upset about this trash person in the group being targeted?
Yeah. I mean, especially when Ayana Koji, he's been a contributor. Like, you've seen, like, he's been steadily doing stuff behind the scenes to make y'all class better and come up with ideas, and it's like,
oh, anything, say, you know, Koji should be the captain of the class, like the leader of the class.
Yeah, maybe it's because Ayana Koji is everything that he wants to be, but he can't.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or is because he's with, or Kurizawa actually liked him. I don't know, but I am excited to see that what will be going on in next week's episode. And I will only watch one episode of next week of Classroom of the Elite. I will not skip ahead for the folks that are with this program.
We got three more episodes, I think. Unless it's a 24
episode season. It's three.
Three?
Yeah. I think it's three.
Okay.
Well, so... I don't know. It might be 24 because the last episode was 327. And that was like almost a week ago.
Let me see. Because I think someone asked me if I saw like I finished the season yet. Which implies season is done though. 13 episodes. All right, so maybe.
Yeah, no, it keeps in line because it was 13 before, so it'll probably be done.
Yeah, unfortunately, but I'll do the same thing I did last time I finished. I'll look forward to seeing my boy again.
Buena Koji, not to be confused with Boji.
Shall we move on to Solo?
Move on to that travesty.
Episode 12, Arise. So my man was getting
rising up,
getting beat by these knights. He lost the escape stone, and he kept getting. He got cornered by them, and he started hallucinating. So he saw all the people call him weak and like the people who are around him, but then he saw his old version of himself, you know, telling him like you should have just you got too greedy. You should have just been happy that you got stronger. Now you're gonna push it. Now look what you ended up. Just like me. On the verge of death again. And that's when like Jinu kinda like in a burst of determination was like, nah, I'm not going down here. And just went to town on the knights again, but like they overpowered him. And again, what I don't like about, so I like the way they handled the older Jinu and how they like, kind of made him look ominous, but even though he's like not that type of person, so I don't know why they did it in the manhwa, but like this is a good representation of like that moment. You didn't need the other stuff before him showing up, but like again, when I feel like it's rushed is like you don't hear the voice of the system, so like you have to like just to keep up with what's going on. If you don't know what's going on, you have to read that freaking notification quick, because like they come and go quick and you don't even know what the countdown was. But he gets a countdown right before he's about to die, and it's actually the penalty zone. And he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot to do it. Well, you know, you didn't forget to do it. And the other two forms of content, you intentionally did not do it, but it's fine. So he immediately goes to hunting, and you don't get any of, like, the cocky, cool dialogue that, like I enjoyed reading, I enjoyed listening to, where it's like, even though I can die in the very next hit, I don't feel like these centipedes are going to give me trouble. So like something like that with a smirk, like saying it slowly with a smirk on his face and his eyes glowing. Like that's something you could have done to like capture the scene in the story, the manhwa in the novel perfectly. And like, it's just, it's a lot of wasted opportunities, because like, even if you paid the same voice actor and like did auto-tune to make the voice sound robotic-y, like how much more would it have been to give the notifications a voice? Like that you have leveled up. You have leveled up. You have leveled up.
Yeah.
It's like they have to redo the whole a whole scene against the architect if they get that far, which season 2 is already confirmed, but like if they get that far, because like there's a fight in the architect where like he realizes, oh, it's the voice of the system. Well, like there's no voice of the system now, so that part's cut. So I don't know. So he defeats the centipedes and he levels up and he heals. Something he couldn't do during the test, but since the penalty zone is away from the test, he could heal. So in the last 10 minutes, he sorted out his gear. He bought the Nightkiller dagger, and he opened up the rune stone, which is Ruler's Touch, I believe, or Ruler's Hand. And, like, again, like, they don't... He practiced using Ruler's Hand on a centipede, which was too big. And then he just went on and, like, just like, oh, I guess it'll get better over time. But, like, he practiced. He practiced. It was...
Ruler's Authority. I think that's what it was.
That's what it upgraded to.
Yeah.
But, like, he still practiced. Like, he threw the dagger down and picked it up with the skill before he went into the zone. And, like, it's just a little detail, like, where, like, oh, you can justify he used it perfectly during the fight he's about to get into because he made an effort to figure out how it worked inside the penalty zone. But, like, no, he didn't do it here. He just, oh, I can't move centipede. All right, let's go fight the people. And then this part was always weird to me in the manhwa novel. So, like, it's weird to me here, too, how, like, he had the wherewithal to notice, surrounded by knights, that the mages are casting but not saying anything. So, like, that's when he started attacking the mages, and, you know, he used... he learned dagger throw by throwing his dagger at one of them and then using Ruler's Touch or whatever to get the dagger back. So that's what the thing I was talking about before. And, like, when there was only three mages left, they summoned a golem. And this is different again because, like, over here he's actually, like, navigating around the golem and, like, taking time to deal with it. And he's, like, In the manhwa, he simply said, "Strength in numbers backfires because now this slow guy can't stop me from getting to you three." But, like, in this, like, it was the same thing. He, like, fought a little, but then he, like, bypassed it to take care of the mages, and then he still had to fight it after, which was a nice touch. I'm not gonna refute that it was a nice touch. So that was a positive addition. So then the quest ends because, you know, he killed everything and it's totaling up the points, and that's when it tells him, I'm gonna try to get all of it right here, give me a second. And so the system is, like, showing him the results and giving him a message, and it's, like, saying stuff along the line of, you have exceeded the time, calculating bonus points, you have killed everyone, calculating bonus points, you have over 70% of your health, calculating bonus points, and, like, you can get a class upgrade based on your performance during this quest. And then it gives them a description. Wherever the player goes, the angel of death follows. Whatever path the player takes, it is littered with corpses and the stench of blood remains. In addition, the player craves great power and blazed his own trail without relying on others. Its thirst for strength calls forth the ghosts that roam the valley of death. The ghost summoned by the Shadow Army will follow the player's orders as the Shadow Army and make way only for the player. So, like, this here was... They changed the text here and, like, to give Genio, I guess, a hint of what he was getting. But, like, in the manhwa and the novel, it's kind of just, like, wherever you go, it's, like, litter of corpses. The stench of death follows you. And, like, it was along the line of this, like, a dark description. And Genio was like... It's a harsh description, but I can't really refute it. So then finally, like, it gives in Necromancer, which Necromancers have a widely stereotypical ability of, like, using zombies. And he's, like, befuddled because, like, everything he's done has been, like, combat style, so... He's a little unsure about that, and then the system asks him if he wants to accept it. He's like, oh, I have a choice. I'd rather not then. So he hits no, and it's like, are you sure this is a hidden class? So he's like, ah, man, if only I knew how it worked. And it's like, wait, you can always consider the mages showing me how it worked. Like, ah, not really. They couldn't really do much, but I guess if you want to look at it that way, I guess they did kind of show you how it worked. So in the end, he accepted, and he automatically got promoted to Shadow Monarch. And he got the abilities to, you know, raise the shadows from the dead into his subjects. So he said arise, and a bunch of knights popped up. They skipped the part where, like, he felt bad about sending one of the shadows or a couple of the shadows to, like, the void. And, like, when he got Egress refused for, like, two of the summons. But, like, what I liked about him making Egress arise was they included the touch where he talked about the throne, the empty throne, and stopped trying to serve that and serve someone who'll make use of you. What I didn't like about him arising Egress was the tone of the second arise seemed like it should have been the third one. Like, he had the echo, the mana in his voice, whereas the third one was just, after his speech, he just calmly said, arise. And Egress came forth. So Egress got up and he walked past Jinnu, and then he knelt down, everyone else kneeling down before him. And that was the end of our season.
That was the end of it?
Yeah, it was something with Gunway Co. after, but a little scene at the very end, I guess. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I thought it'd be another episode.
No, yeah, I think that's the end of the season. Yeah, that's the season ender, 12. You're not getting a 13. Because it'd be a weird spot to stop after 13. But you do get a scene at the end, since I brought it up, where the hunter group went to investigate Jeju Island, something that doesn't happen in the manga novel, and it's setting up for the Jeju Island raid, but
I feel like they skipped, like, 3 or 4 volumes because that wasn't until, like, later.
Bro, like, I'm so worried about Season 2 because, like, why are you setting up the Jeju Island raid? He's not an S-rank hunter yet, and, like, what's the pacing going to be like? So, I don't know. I'm a little concerned, but... Nah, yeah, I guess we can get to the Jeju Island raid. Because all that happens next is he gets the ability... So he enters the Red Gate. He finishes the raids with Jinho, goes back to the Demon Castle. Demon Castle gets too hot for him, so he needs to buy artifacts. And to buy artifacts, he needs to be an S-rank hunter. So he gets reevaluated, gets postponed. So he does 2 A-rank dungeons with the Hunter Squad, saves the Hunter Squad, gets reevaluated, and then he finishes Demon Castle. So if... I feel like the Demon Castle will be the end of next season if it's only going to be 12 episodes, but if they cut out enough stuff, which that's a terrible way to say because I don't want them to cut anything out, but if they cut out enough stuff, I guess they could end with the Jeju Island raid, and like this season ended with summoning Egress. The next season could end with summoning Beru.
Yeah, I just feel like they... Solo is definitely made for the folks that didn't. If they're like, oh, hey, introducing the Solo.
Oh yeah, no, it's like this adaptation is kind of like what the Netflix One Piece remake is gonna be like. How it's gonna cram over 1,000 episodes into like under 300. It's gonna be like for they'll select people who like don't want to put the time into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, cause I feel like if I came in not knowing anything about Jinnu, and I'd be like, oh, okay, it's like, oh, little system, talk to him or whatever. But like knowing that the system speaks and tells them stuff and has
it's,
moments.
It's hard, right? Yeah, it's hard to credit.
Or like maybe when the maybe when he reaches like his very upper tier S rank, maybe the system starts speaking to him or something. S for speaking, I don't know, but it's
hard weird. To give something. It's just hard to like not judge it because like you do know what happens. You do know these little details that like would be nice to see, and like I quite honestly like it wouldn't take away from anything. Like I don't think anyone would complain about it. It's just weird. It's weird to cut that out. It makes me want to watch the documentary. It's just like, what's the mindset? Like, did you guys not read the book?
Yeah, for like. Someone got here that didn't read the stuff because I'm like, because yeah, I wish they would have got the voice reader for the books so you'd be like, you have leveled up because
so like I
enjoyed him.
It's this thing right here, it's that little detail right there, the architect's voice, the system's voice. And, like, the scene with the throne and other scenes are, like, really what made me think, or convincing me, they didn't research the novel at all. It was just straight up the manhwa, because, like, you would never know by reading the manhwa that the system talks to Jinnu until, like, you got to that part of the story. But until you get to that part, you're just reading the notifications.
Yeah.
So, like, it is until I... Like, you wouldn't know that the system talks to Jinnu in the beginning unless you read the novel, because like it doesn't come up until later on in the story. He doesn't address that, like, oh, the architect has the same voice as the system. So I don't know. It's just like you wanted to bring this to life, and like it's the work of someone who's dead, and like I feel like the best way you could have honored him was to do your research, and it doesn't feel like they did their research.
Yeah, but like it's more so for introductory folks. Like if this was like your first anime watching, you'd probably be like, okay, this is pretty cool, I can get down with this.
Mm-hmm.
but for the experienced folks, you're like no, you're like, what is going on here? Why are you doing this? Like, this should happen this way. I mean, they all have their creative licenses, but it's like, man, you're just doing too much now.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I like it because it's solo, but, like, it's just, I come across having so many problems with it.
Yeah.
Because
I get that.
It is solo, but it is what it is, you know. I should be glad, though. I mean, it got an anime adaptation. If, you know, it's not like I have to consume the anime, right?
You don't have to.
Yeah, I don't have to. But, like, I want to support it because I love the story. It's just, I'm not in love with this version of it.
Yeah.
Shall we move on?
Yeah. Move on to Jujutsu. Not much there. He's fighting Sukuna, the guy from the last time. I forget his name. It's like, was it Kusabi? They're like, yeah, he's strong, so we don't think he can lose, and this, that, and the other. And guess what? That man loses too. So yeah, not much in that one. He loses too. He gets smoked too.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Who would have guessed that he would have lost to Sukuna as well? What is that? Is it a seventh person?
Yeah. There's a thing that I saw. It was a clip, and it was the character, how Jujutsu's going. It's like, oh, they introduce someone, they fight, they get beat. They introduce someone, they fight, they get beat. I was like, yeah, that's pretty much been it for like a while now.
It's so, yeah, bro. Like, I just do it all at once. You're going to lose interest. It's like, it's getting boring. I don't even have enough.
Boring.
I don't have enough interest in the people they're bringing in to get beaten. It's like, I don't.
Yeah.
After Maki, I cared nothing about anyone.
Yeah, they're. Yeah, I mean, I like them. I like the people fighting, and it's interesting learning their powers and their abilities, and that there's actually people that were on par with Gojo, but for different reasons, but still could lose.
That's what it is.
It is. But yeah, you got anything else to say?
I'm good. You good?
I'm good in the neighborhood. Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, got nothing to say. Yeah, no. Ain't got to talk about that. The shows. But yeah, the good shows. Go rewatch some new shows. But yeah, continue on.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you like, comment, subscribe. And I guess we'll catch you next week. Peace.
Peace.